Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Have you been seriously injured? Mama Justice is here for you. Our medical team partners with top-notch doctors, surgeons, therapists, and urologists, ensuring a comprehensive recovery journey. If you've been injured, call Mama Justice today. We're here for you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Sunday edition of the Red Wolf Cookie. Last Sunday of the month of June, we are inching closer and closer to college football season. And, I mean, before you know it, I'll be in Tampa at SEC Media Days. And, of course, we will have all kinds of stuff for you from there. Hey, Dad and I doing the radio show. Of course, you'll get all kinds of podcasts and stuff from me from there as well. That's not too terribly long from now. It's like 4 weeks away. So that's really exciting. And glad you guys are with me. Eventful weekend in sports, kind of, anyway. The World Cup, group stage ending, the Travelers, the golf tournament's been fun, really fun. But here locally, and what we're talking about tonight, is recruiting. Pete Golding and Ole Miss get yet another four-star, the 13th in the class, and that is pretty significant. We will get to that here coming up. And then there's been some drama. The number one player in the state of Mississippi committed elsewhere, and there's been some stuff going on. So we'll talk about it as best we can tonight on this edition of the show. My name is Michael Borky. So glad that you're here. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you get them. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast feed. Search Rebel Report. That's all you got to do. Hit that subscribe button. Also, right here on YouTube, subscribe, leave a like, comment, all that good stuff. Would really appreciate you doing that. Before we get into recruiting, I want to tell you about Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, Mississippi. That's where they are, and they've got literally everything. I was doing home improvement projects this weekend. That's what you do in the summer. That's really what you have to do all the time if you're a homeowner. It just never ends. Anything in your yard, anything under your roof, appliances, anything home improvement, also clothes, boots, the cheapest beer in town, feeding your animals and more. But most importantly at Scruggs, they've got 0% on zero turn mowers from John Deere, 0% on John Deere 5 Series tractors, 0% on compact tractors, 0% on commercial mowers. If you need a John Deere tractor or mower, they've got you covered, and it's people that care about you and understand you. Also, if you want a Gator, I mean, you got to break the bank on this one, guys. 1.9% financing on a Gator. 3575 Tom Watson Drive, just outside of the great city of Tupelo, Mississippi. When you go, tell them that it was me that sent you there. So, as you guys know, the caveat with recruiting conversations on here, as always, especially this time of year, it is late June. Things can change both for the better and for the worse. It is also the portal era. Recruiting is very, very, very important still, as you're seeing with this year's roster in particular. Locking down players within the state or just locking down good players is important, even if some of them do leave. Your entire recruiting class does not leave every year in the transfer portal, so high school recruiting is still important. Getting super excited or disappointed about one specific player in a class, I think it's kind of a fool's errand, but looking at it in the totality of a class is a very good thing. It is valuable and important. So there's the same caveat that I give every recruiting conversation. However, Ole Miss did it again. Alvin Mosley, he's from Texas. He's a wide receiver. He is, according to Rivals, the number 213 player in the country. He's a top 120 guy on 24/7, but he is a consensus four-star across the board wide receiver, and he committed to Ole Miss just yesterday. Had a group of finalists of Arkansas, Texas, and Houston, for what it's worth. Actually, a pretty cool video of him doing his commitment ceremony and then getting Pete Golding on FaceTime, and you can hear Golding because he's got a microphone in front of him. The player does, and that's cool. That's really good stuff there. Another four-star that is the 13th blue chip prospect in this recruiting class at Ole Miss. And 11, when we talked about this last time, they had 11 blue chip prospects. That was the most since 2016. So obviously they have expanded on that by two. That 2016 class was number 6 in the country and had 15 blue chippers, 12 four-stars, 3 5-stars. So I don't know if they're going to get up to number 6 in this class or not, but they are on pace to dramatically outpace, if you will, any recruiting mark that they have made since that 2016 class, which is very important. It is, as I say, every single time they get a commit, it's just very impressive that they've been able to keep the momentum despite the coaching change. Not every program has a coaching change and can continue recruiting, player retention, portal, high school recruiting, in fact, improve on the high school recruiting front the way that this coaching staff, the way that they have, the way that Ole Miss has. It is a clear indication that, look, it may go poorly. I don't know. It may go poorly. Who knows? Games have to happen. But I do think the portal, player retention, high school recruiting is just proof positive, something that you guys already knew, that Ole Miss has built infrastructure where it wasn't just one person that was winning games. You can't win 50 games in 5 years at Ole Miss if it's just one person. There's an entire ecosystem that has been developed, and it's still running under Pete Golding. So good pickup. Again, 13 4-stars. They have moved up rather quickly in this recruiting class, has Ole Miss. They've really done a heck of a job, and here they are just continuing on a really quality path for Pete Golding. So, again, they have really ascended in these class rankings. The other thing that happened this weekend, and this is the one that's really generating most of the conversation, number one player in the state of Mississippi, Caden Moss. He's an offensive lineman from Jackson Academy. Actually got to call one of his games last season, for what that's worth. Obviously, big dude. He stands out a little bit, especially in private school ball. Committed to Ohio State over the weekend. That in and of itself, you know, absent all of the conversation, you'd rather him go, if he's going to go somewhere not Ole Miss, you would rather him go not in the SEC, right? Of all the places where he could go, not the SEC is pretty ideal. I mean, you'd much rather him go to Ohio State than Mississippi State, LSU, somewhere like that. And look, Ohio State's a great program. I mean, recent winner of national championship, NFL players. I mean, it's they are a football machine, so it's a good program. So players wanting to go there makes sense. But there's no doubt that there's been some kind of drama, some stuff, conversation, whatever, around him and specifically Shea Hodge and his involvement in the recruiting. I have asked a lot of people about the rumors of said involvement and all that stuff that has exploded on message boards and Twitter. I have not been able to get anybody to talk to me, you know, on record, like, hey, this is exactly what happened. This is what happened. He did this, or he did not do this, right? I haven't gotten that. And so therefore I'm not going to like confirm or deny whatever the conversation is. Recruiting, you do have stories like this all the time in recruiting. So I'm gonna two sides this thing, because I don't want to speak on something of which I have no direct knowledge. If in fact you have somebody involved in a recruitment, and you see this all the time, you've seen this. It's not just in this era. It was definitely going on in the pre-portal and NIL era as well, where former coaches, uncles, whoever have latched on to these kids and they've got their hands out and they profit by steering them certain places. That has happened. Happens all the time in recruiting. And 20 years ago and today, people do that. It's a little different now, you know, overall. This is a very general statement. It's very different overall because now you have agents, and for those of you listening, which is the overwhelming majority of you, agents, I'm doing the whole little finger air quote thing, because you have real agents that, you know, went to law school, that were certified with the NFL Players Association, that are legitimate agents, that only take 3%, that do things the right way and operate in the best interest of their client and their client only, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a story that, you know, maybe one day I'll share with you guys, but a quality agent was a big help in a recruitment of an Ole Miss player, steered him away from, not steered him away, but gave him good advice with a bad situation elsewhere where money, you know, it was funny money. It wasn't real. It wasn't legitimate. And the agent was able to snuff that out and did right by his client. That's what a good agent does. Then you've got these other agents who are taking 20% who don't know how to write up a contract, who did not go to law school or anything resembling that. And it's a mess. It's a disaster. And Matt Bowers actually went on Twitter and talked about that. And he's so spot on where, you know, you've got people that are leeches on these young athletes, and the athletes think that these adults have their best interest, and they don't. And the people that do that are complete losers. People that steer players to certain schools for their own financial benefit are complete losers. And it's a shame that that happens, but it happens all the time. I do not know if that's happening in this case, but that's a blanket. Those people are complete losers, regardless of who they are or what they've done. That's just loser behavior. If that is not happening in this case at all, it is unfortunate that a former player is getting caught in the crosshairs of an untrue thing, if it is in fact untrue. I would say that this recruitment's not over. Ole Miss is not going to give up on the young man. A four-star offensive lineman in your own state? Yeah, no shot that they're going to give up, especially if he's committed to far away. And so I don't think it's best for if, in fact, the young man has somebody in his camp to have like an online campaign against the person that this player is confiding in. I think that's probably not the best thing to do either. Was that ridiculous? Like, am I waffling enough for you guys? If that is in fact not happening, though, I will say that Shea needs a PR guy. One of those things where, you know, log off Twitter, stop tweeting about it. You know, especially don't do Joker gifts and things like that. Don't bring in Deuce McAllister into this, and, you know, that kind of stuff. Just kind of stay off Twitter. Hand up. I do this too. Too many people just spend too much time on Twitter. It's like people at Ole Miss have done that in the past. You guys know, you've seen it. Why do you have to? You don't have to tweet. You don't have to take to Twitter. That there's a way that if this is in fact not happening, if you're not steering a kid a certain place for your own benefit, there is a very easy way to get people to stop thinking that, and taking to Twitter and doing that is probably not the best way. So that's a lot of words to say. I have no idea what's happening here. You hope for the athlete that is not the case. You hope for a former player that is not the case, and that, you know, this can get put to bed and everybody moves on and holds hands and, you know, skips away happy. But we tweet too much as a society. That's my biggest takeaway here is we tweet too much. This recruitment is not over. I think that I would avoid personally posting about it. Either way, regardless, but especially until something like that is verified, because you really don't want to isolate a former player either. But again, I don't know what's happening here. But man, I mean, you hear story after story of this, and you just hope that college football can get smart and create a situation like the NFL has where agents, people that are working on behalf of athletes, have to get registered and have to meet certain thresholds and things like that to kind of avoid this kind of stuff. But again, I don't know. I wish I did know. instead of just this vague blanket stuff. I don't know what's happening. So it's either somebody engaging in significant loser behavior or somebody that is catching strays unnecessarily. The truth will probably come out eventually. We'll see what it is. I don't know. I hate that. I don't know the answer here. So anyway, but the recruitment's not over. Your comments after I tell you about Logan Smith Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500. If you need auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance, any of those, he's got award-winning services. I did not know that they give out awards for insurance, but apparently they do. And Logan Smith is out here winning them, and he will take care of you. It's just a quick phone call. What's 5 minutes going to hurt? Probably nothing, right? Even if you have insurance, and you could even like your insurance, but give him a call. Tell him it was me that sent you, and he'll take care of you. Logan Smith, Shelter Insurance, 601-823-3500. Also, Priority One Bank, to make you their priority every single day. Online banking, it's a one-stop shop. Just an internet connection is all you need, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money. Local loan servicing and decision-making, 16 locations. It's in the name at Priority One Bank. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. Also, Advantage Business Systems for all of your Mississippi office technology needs, absms.com. How we doing? Doing good. Doing really good. I assume you'll explain the whole Shay Hodge thing because I haven't cared enough to do my research on it. I guess it doesn't matter that much to me. I guess I didn't explain it at all, really. I don't know what's true and what's not, but I feel like you guys are going to want to talk about it. So that's why I did. We are in peak off season. Oh, yes, we are. Absolutely. List season, baby. Definitely worth talking recruiting when in the span of a week, Ole Miss's class jumps from 34 to 12 on the 24/7 rankings. Yeah, no kidding. Any chance they get a flip or two? Oh, there always is a chance for that. They're not going to stop working. Not talking down on recruiting. It's just hard for you to care about recruiting when close to three-fourths of the commits won't play past the third year of eligibility at Ole Miss. True, but you can't not build a roster that way. You know, signing good players matters. I mean, then we can't, you know, if we're going to just be dismissive of, well, they're not all going to play. Well, there's 85 players on a roster. Only like 40 of them play. You can do the same thing with the portal class. Ole Miss signed a lot of guys in the portal class, and a lot of them are going to play, but certainly not all of them. So that's why I tend to, especially with high school, speak on it as just, hey, the class as a whole, and instead of individual players. Because even in the past, individual players that were sure things didn't work out because it's football. It's evaluating. Only 50% of five-stars get drafted. That's the highest number of any recruit, but that's literally only half of them. So I think that's actually improving a little bit, but that was the general number over the years. But roster building is still important. It most definitely is. Always laughing under a guy's recruitment post. There's a fan of a team saying we never offered or he never visited or my favorite, we moved on from him and didn't want that guy. Oh, yeah. Glad that they clued you in on how to say Saltillo. But here's the thing. They never corrected me. They never corrected me. They must be too nice. They're too good of people there. Paying attention to the defensive line recruits, I think, is most worthwhile to follow considering Golding's track record of D linemen recently. Yes. Offensive line and defensive line. Offensive linemen are the least likely players to transfer. By percentage, they're the least likely to. And when you have blue chip defensive linemen in your backyard, you got to go get them. I mean, there's just no other option because guys like Will Eccles don't grow on trees, you know? You got to get them. Like the stream, folks? Yeah, I would appreciate that. There are still plenty of high school players in Mississippi who are being advised to leave the state. That is absolutely a thing that does happen. I'm somebody that had the desire to, you know, leave and go see something else. I understand that desire. The problem is you've got some people. I'm not saying it's happening in this case. I do not know. Okay. I know what the rumors are, but rumors are often true and they're often not. So I don't know. But that does happen. And the unfortunate part of it is it's not with good intentions. It's with your hand out. And I think what you see very often is players will go somewhere else and realize that everything's kind of the same everywhere. You know, I mean, Ole Miss is a great place to play football. Mississippi State, I know they've sucked lately, but when you think of the life of a football player, even at Mississippi State, who's only won one conference game in 2 years, it's a great life. You know, that it's pretty awesome to be a college football player, and it's awesome everywhere. And so you don't have to go out of state to chase what you've got nearby, near your family, near your friends, near your home. It'd be different if Ole Miss was at the bottom of the SEC and they didn't have any money and anything like that. But that's not the case, you know? So I think quite often they leave and realize that the grass is green everywhere, as opposed to, you know, grass is brown here, it's green over there. Well, right where I'm standing, it looks really nice, you know? I think the pendulum is likely to swing back in favor of the schools at some point soon, and there will be some likely small restrictions on player movement. High school is important again. Yes, that's coming. I mean, I think the house settlement has helped that a lot because everybody has a minimum salary. You know, everybody's got a floor now, and they're more willing to spend it on keeping players. Jackson area players in particular are leaving the state. That has happened a lot lately, hasn't it? Here's a question for you. What NFL team stock are you buying going into this year, and whose stock are you selling going into this year? Who's your way too early Super Bowl prediction? Buy the Saints. The Saints are going to be in the Super Bowl. They'll play the Chiefs, and they'll beat them. No, I'm kidding. Who am I buying and selling? Okay. Well, I mean, some of them are obvious. Like, I'm a hard sell on the Jets. Honestly, I am buying the Saints. They've got quarterback figured out, offensive line. They did a really good job in free agency, and they've drafted the 2 years going into this draft really well there. I'm buying the Bears. Selling the Cowboys, selling the Commanders, selling the Eagles. Buying the Colts, maybe? Selling the Jags. Selling the Broncos. It's kind of hot takey. Person with the account called Tied to the Natty says Bama Natty loading. Yeah, go ahead and turn off the video game, you know, and read a book maybe. How much do you think various other teams' results this coming season can shift recruiting around the Ole Miss bubble? I mean, what do you mean? So if Mississippi State had a good year, I don't think it's changing the top of the state this season. If that's what you're asking, I think that they could kind of get back into the game because you guys know the dynamics of this state. Nobody can ever truly dominate every player in this state. There's too much political stuff. There's too many, you know, high school coaches that are big state guys and stuff like that. Like that, it'll never truly be truly as one-sided as it currently is right now. Ole Miss kind of dominates recruiting in the state compared to Mississippi State right now. But even they, like, were able to get Braylon Womack last year and stuff like that. So there's the dynamics here are different compared to other states. Some other states, anyway. But, I mean, LSU having a really good year would create some stuff in this state. Mississippi State having a good year would create some stuff, but I mean, if Mississippi State stays in purgatory forever, then good. No offense, but if all you've ever known is Jackson, then I wouldn't blame you for wanting to get out of the state. It's not a political statement, but facts are facts. I mean, I grew up in a really cool town, and I just kind of wanted to go somewhere else. Good things are happening in Jackson, though, man. I mean, you've got a lot of people working hard to try to make it better. And there's you're starting to see, you know, there's a lot of you that are going to roll your eyes at this. But I go to Jackson all the time. When we went to go watch the World Cup game on Friday, took the day off of work, we went to Jackson for that. And I mean, it was just, I mean, there's people everywhere and the vibes were incredible. And we went to a really cool place and good things are happening there. People are trying really hard. They're trying really hard. Old piss won't smell another playoffs, tied to the Natty says. Yeah. Again, you know, I guess you got the early release. I don't know if the video game's out yet. You must be playing last year's model, but you can turn off the video game anytime you want to. Is Lane still inactive on Twitter? I haven't seen anything. I do not follow him, but I still think that he was muzzled. Yes. Funny thing is, I bet a lot of the people tweeting at Shea Hodge weren't watching Ole Miss football in 08 and 09. Maybe not. When does the U.S. play again, and what's an update on how far I think that they can go? Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Bosnia and Herzegovina. Bosnia. Solid club. I mean, they'll be tested on Wednesday. The United States are the favorites, though. If they win, they will play the winner of Belgium and Senegal, I believe, on Monday. So Wednesday, Monday, I believe. Let's see. I think I'm right. But what is the... Hold on. Sorry. I'm going to get the date for you. I think it's Wednesday, Monday. Thank you, Yahoo, for telling us about Wednesday. Sorry. I think it's Wednesday, Monday. But, I mean... They're better than Bosnia. And I think the current form of the A team is better than Senegal and Belgium in their current form. So, yeah, they can get to the quarters. And then after that, I don't know. That'll be really difficult. But they can win the next two games. I think they can. Don't know if it's just you, but as of now, still not that hungry for football yet. I love it, but I'm still content following baseball and now some dead time in the summer. Maybe it's all the drama. No, I think you're I think you're spot on. It's nice to have a little break. I bet when Media Days gets here, you'll be excited. What's going on with Caleb Unger? Honestly, I have no idea. That was the guy that was committed to state and has decommitted, possibly Colorado, trying to just, you know, do Colorado things. I think that might be the case. I don't know. I don't know if he's high up on Ole Miss's board. Love Trinidad's comments about what Lane said in the Vanity Fair article. Looks like he stood out at the Manning Passing Academy. Yeah, so the standing out at the Passing Academy thing, I don't understand. They just kind of throw routes with campers for a little while. Like media guys go there and they're like, this guy stood out. It's like, what do you mean stood out? They don't do anything. They're throwing the football on air. They're college quarterbacks. Of course, they're all going to stand out. They all look amazing wearing shorts, just throwing passes. Like to campers, I don't understand that part of it, because now you're seeing it in this state with Kamario Taylor, who's super talented, by the way. But like, wow, Taylor was awesome at the Manning Passing Academy. They didn't play a game. They didn't practice. He's physically super gifted. But I don't, every year I kind of roll my eyes at this player stood out at the Manning Passing Academy. And especially a guy like Trinidad, it's like, well, we know he's elite. So, you know, throwing some passes on air to some campers, you know, of course he's going to look good. The Vanity Fair comments were excellent. He's very smart and he's very thoughtful. I read those though, and I think I've made a decision about how I'm going to handle media days, because I'll get a one-on-one with him. And I'm not going to ask him about what Lane Kiffin said. I'll ask him about the new offense and, you know, Pete Golding, John David Baker, those kind of things. But truthfully, now that he's been asked, and I'm sure, you know, lazy media guys are going to ask the same thing to all three players and to Pete Golding while there, even though now we have Trinidad on record, we have Pete Golding on record talking about it. I don't find it necessary anymore to continue to litigate what Lane Kiffin said about Oxford and Ole Miss. He is wrong. He was wrong. He did it for a lot of reasons, obviously, and not just to tell the truth, like some people say. There's a reason he's been muzzled, right? Trinidad has addressed it. Pete Golding's addressed it. I think it's time for Ole Miss to move on from it, because sorry, June's making weird noises. Lost my train of thought. Let me reset. It's been addressed. It's been talked about. Lane Kiffin came away from that whole thing looking bad. The media reaction to that was, what's he doing? I mean, we've already talked about this. Did 4 more interviews relitigating the same topic over and over, and it just kind of looked sad. There's no need to talk about it anymore. It's been addressed. People aren't talking about it. People aren't thinking about it. People almost universally, outside of the state of Louisiana, people almost universally were like, he's being an idiot. So I think Ole Miss should move on. I think now when they're asked about it, their answer should simply be, we're moving forward. I'm looking forward to the season. I don't need to talk about the previous coach. I don't need to talk about something somebody else said. I'm focused on my team in this football season, and that's all I'm focused on. Ask me about that, please. I wouldn't address it anymore. There's no need to litigate it anymore. You've got good quotes on record. Let those stand out there on their own. I'm not going to ask him about Lane Kiffin in that way. I'm not going to ask. Kiwan, I assume Kiwan's going, and I assume Eccles is going. I mean, those are no-brainers. Those three guys have to go. I'm not going to ask him about Lane Kiffin's comments in Vanity Fair. They've already talked about it. This season needs to be about them. And unfortunately, the first 3 weeks of the season are not going to get to be about them. It's still going to be about somebody else. But this season needs to be about them. And I can't sit here and say that and then turn around and make it not about them when I get the opportunity to talk to them. So I'm not going to do that. Saltillo isn't the only one. You pronounce Corinth correctly. Well, a lot of people say Corinth. Yeah, I hear that a lot. Glad to see the top-rated players in the state are coming to Ole Miss. Yeah, I mean, it's no surprise that they are currently assembling the best recruiting class since 2016. There is more effort being made in that regard. There just is. Any NIL numbers post that someone online posted are pure speculation and certainly not true. One I saw go semi-viral said Ole Miss spent $30 million, LSU 43, and State 14, which I don't buy at all. Yeah, I mean, that's lower than the rev share number. I mean, they had Vanderbilt at 14. Vanderbilt signed a 5-star quarterback. I mean, give me a break. So, yeah, no, those numbers are exclusively just stupid. How do you think Pete Golding and if Dan Mullen were hired back would recruit against each other now in the NIL era for Mullen? I still think even in the transaction era where it's a lot more transactional, I still think Mullen would not do as well in recruiting in the state as Golding simply because it's not his strength. But I think Dan Mullen would do well. He's solid. He would stabilize that place, and he would be candidate. I don't know if university leadership would see it that way. But I interact with State fans every day at work, and Dan Mullen would be candidate number one. As long as UNLV has a good season, Dan Mullen will be candidate number one at Mississippi State should Jeff Lebby get fired. For sure. Fan base candidate number one. Travelers was fun today and will be interesting in the morning. What was your opinion on the Wyndham Clark situation last week? So I'm a stick in the mud when it comes to golf. I thought that the display that Wyndham Clark got was an embarrassment. I think that the way that Matt Fitzpatrick was treated at Harbortown was too far also. So I'm consistent with it. It's fine for somebody to root for Scotty over Matt Fitzpatrick. Golf is not football. It's a different culture. You've got people that think, oh, well, football players get yelled at. Who cares? Well, golf is not football. I think that it is a sport that when they call it the gentleman's game, it's kind of cheesy, but I like that about it. I like that there's decorum. I like that there is standards of behavior. I like that fans are expected to conduct themselves and treat the event with class. And that wasn't that. You can root for Scotty or root for Sam Burns and not treat an American player at the U.S. Open the way Wyndham got it. Even if you don't like the guy, I've been to plenty of golf tournaments where guys in front of me, players that I don't like, I don't like Bryson DeChambeau. I don't like him at all. It would be a pleasure to go watch him play golf, though. One of the best players in the world, multi-time major champion. So if I got the opportunity to go see him play, I'm not going to sit there and heckle him, number one. And if he hits a great shot, I'm going to clap for him. If he makes a long putt, I'll make noise and give him that, because that's what you do on the golf course. That's how you behave at a golf tournament. And I don't like that the sport is turning away from class and into just Twitter in real life. I don't like that at all. And I want us to go back. And if it means the game shrinks a little bit, then not all growth is good growth. This is bad growth. So, it's a very long-winded answer, but I don't think any player should get treated like that. Brian Harman got booed on the first tee at the Open Championship. It's embarrassing, especially in the part of the world where they play golf the right way and their fans act right. No laying up will tell you that. That never happens over there. Intentionally ignoring the treatment that Scotty got at the Open when he was winning. And again, Brian Harman getting booed. So it's not an American problem. It's just I don't get it, man. That sports are different. And the NFL, scream your head off. Pound beers, get drunk, yell, scream, carry on. That's football. In golf, you got to act right. And if you can't, you don't belong on the course. Why are all the USA games on the West Coast travel? They did it for travel. I don't necessarily agree with that explanation. I think that they should have had, because they get to choose their location, the host country does. They should have done Seattle, although SoFi Stadium looks freaking amazing on television. That place looks beautiful. And shout out to the fans that have gone to LA to create environments. I was surprised how awesome SoFi looked with the American flag kits everywhere. But they should have done Seattle, I guess SoFi. SoFi's won me over. And then Kansas City or Atlanta or Dallas for the third game. They should have thrown the central United States or the Eastern United States a bone there. Never watched a USA soccer game in my life until last Thursday. Didn't have a clue what was going on, but boy, that was fun. I'm hooked. And Jody, the beautiful thing about that was all of our backups. They rested the starters. And so you'll get a more, I think you'll get a more impressive team on Wednesday. Is Dion going to put Colorado football in purgatory? I think he's done after this year. Remember when Joe Milton was the best quarterback ever at the Manning Passing Academy? Oh, I know, right? I mean, that kind of stuff, I'm dismissive of. Do you think Lane will get more questions about Ole Miss or LSU at media days? If I were his SID, I would tell him the same thing that if I were Kyle Campbell, I would tell Pete Golding. If you're asked about Lane Kiffin, loved coaching for him. I'm focused on my team now. I don't have time to talk about week three. I've got Louisville coming up. I've got to get ready for. Those are my answers. Anytime somebody asks you about Lane Kiffin, I'm focused on my team, guys. I don't have time to think about that. I would give the same advice to Lane Kiffin. Well, Lane, you left Ole Miss. You know, I've already talked about it a lot in the past. I'm focused on my football team. If you want to ask me about my team now, I would love to answer. If you want to ask me about the past, I don't have time to focus on that. Those would be my answers. That's what I would tell them to say personally. You're the only one who's tired of hearing the name Lane Kiffin. Love what he did for the school. Thank him for that. Have zero respect. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are, and unfortunately, you're going to have to just hear it so much, and it'll never end. But ESPN and College Game Day will never make sure you forget it, but the Louisville game will mention it a ton. Oh, you know it will. You know it will. Where is Jeff Lebby coaching in 2 years? He will be the offensive coordinator at a place like Notre Dame or somewhere like that. Big school. He'll have a really high quality OC job somewhere in 2 years. Would State go after Charlie Weiss Jr. if Dan doesn't want the job? I don't think so. They need a head coach of some kind. He's getting a lot of money, but I never fully understood why Weiss is so tied to be under Kiffin when he easily could get a big time job elsewhere. Could he easily, though? I think the playoff going the way it did a lot for his Q rating. But, I mean, nationally, like, you know, we knew and talked about how valuable he was. But maybe he's not getting the chances that people think he is. I don't know. Call me. Because otherwise it's hard to make sense of it. He could be an NFL coordinator right now. See, I don't know if he was candidate number one for any NFL job. Maybe he was, and maybe I'm wrong. But I don't think he was. Would you bet on a breakaway for the SEC and the Big Ten within the next 3 years? I would. Yes, I would. Always here for the hot porky takes. but seriously, 100% agree with the golf take. There probably should be some level of decorum compared to slamming beers and yelling at football games. Absolutely. It's just a different game. But can Lane really resist not talking about it? I think you got to tell him to. OC at Texas Tech for Lebby, that's a pretty good spot. Ready for the rest of the country to catch on to how much of a hypocrite Saban is, why anyone wants his voice on the future of college sports is beyond me. Cody Campbell also, at this point, seeing the way that he's handled the Sorsby thing and then the aftermath of it, I know he's financially backing Ted Cruz, but is that really the person that we want lobbying on behalf of college sports? I don't think so. Is Hugh Freeze an option for State? No. No, he's done. Yeah. He wasn't even that good at Liberty, but no, the offense is dated. He had super talented teams that he couldn't win with. Nah, he's done. And also, I'm done. I really appreciate you guys being here. We'll be back on Tuesday night. As always, I will see you then. And gosh, we're getting close to turning the calendar over to July. That is pretty wild. I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Really appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.